Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Before we jump into this week's four thoughts, just a quick reminder that my new workshop, Breathing and Visualization for Healing, was just released in the Learning Center this morning, so you can go get it. Basically, the objective is just to explore how slow breathing and visualization can be combined to promote healing, and then provide you with several practices so that you can take that wisdom and put it into action, right? So go check it out if you're interested. It's available to anyone who is a Breath Learning Center member. It's $20 to sign up. So you could sign up, cancel immediately, right? So you don't have to do any recurring payments you want. And then you have access for 30 days. So you could watch that plus all the other workshops and all the other goodies in there. All right. So go check it out though. If you're interested, breathlearning.com. All right, let's move into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, One Reason Your Breathing Changes When You Observe It. And here's a quote. You might notice that as soon as you begin to observe your breath, it changes a little. Perhaps it gets a little longer or fuller. That's okay. It's the nature of the observer and the observed that whatever you observe responds to you, changes, or lets you know what it needs. End quote. That is Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. And I love that because I have never, ever once been able to observe my breath without changing it. Well, I take that back. One or two times, I think maybe I was, but I'm not sure. And I've never fully understood why we are told to just observe our breath without changing it because I've never been able to do it. Anyways, so this was one of the best passages I found on at least why it happens. It's just the nature of the observer and the observed that when we observe something, it changes or it lets you know what it needs. So I thought that was a great explanation. Thank you, Eddie. And of course, I've shared like 100 quotes from his book. So go check it out, Healing Through Breathing. And with that, I will move on to thought number two, which is a good one. It is titled, Don't Fake a Smile, Activate One. And here's the quote. I don't like to think of this exercise as faking or forcing a smile, but rather as activating a smile. When we activate a smile, a neurological reaction takes place that lifts our mood and makes everything seem less foreboding. End quote. And that is Annabelle Streets from 52 Ways to Walk. And I just, so all things aside, right? Of course, like we don't want to go around, so just smile and you'll feel better. That's pretty cliche and all borderline gaslighting someone into thinking, you know, they shouldn't always be happy, right? But I just love this reframing of activating over faking, which we can use anywhere, not just with smile, like, right? We could say, activate a smile, don't fake it. Activate some slow breathing, don't fake it. Activate some gratitude, don't fake it, right? On and on and on. This perspective reminds us that these are natural states, literally hardwired into our bodies and into our minds for growth and restoration. We shouldn't fake them, right? We should activate them. So I just love that. Activate over faking, a way better way of putting it, and a much more, I don't know, just makes it feel less cheesy, right? Activate it, don't fake it. All right, let's move on to thought number three. This is one of my new favorites. It is titled, The Buddha Gained Nothing at All Through Meditation. And here is a quote. Someone once asked the Buddha skeptically, what have you gained through meditation? The Buddha replied, nothing at all. Then, blessed one, what good is it? Let me tell you what I've lost through meditation. Sickness, anger, depression, insecurity, the burden of old age, the fear of death. That is the good of meditation. End quote. And that is Eknath Iswaran from the Dhammapada. And this is amazing and one of the biggest paradoxes of breathing and meditation practices, right? While we often focus on what we'll get, it's the things we lose, right, that are usually most important. So if you feel so inspired, maybe take account of some of the things you've lost from your practice if you do one consistently, right? Rather than always focusing on how did I gain this? Did I get this? Did I get that, right? What did I lose that has made it worthwhile? Think about that. And while you're pondering that, I will move on to the fourth and final thought. And it is titled Four Tiny Thoughts. So here are just a few random thoughts about breathing and other things. So the first one is, breathing exercises are like brain-canceling headphones. By practicing mindfulness, you become a thought meteorologist. Laughter is the only breathing exercise transcending age and cultural boundaries, present everywhere, appreciated by everyone. It may sound paradoxical, but the point of a breathing practice is to no longer need a breathing practice. All right, that is it for the four tiny thoughts, and that is it for the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is one of my new favorites of all time. Here it is, quote, "There are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. The third way is to be kind." End quote. And that is Fred Rogers, or as you know him, Mr. Rogers. I love that. So good. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. I'm reading one of his books right now. That was not in the book yet. I haven't gotten to it if it is. But yeah, he's just awesome. And of course, my favorite teacher, Brian Johnson, he talks about him a lot. And I finally started reading his books. And yeah, it's awesome. So with that, I will move on to the one answer for this week. The category is nasal breathing and speech. The answer is, this muscular organ helps maintain nasal breathing while also being critical to speech. This muscular organ. What is the tongue? All right, that is it for this week. Remember, your breathing changes it when you observe it, because that's just the nature of the observer and the observed. Remember, do not fake a smile, activate one. Stop faking things, activate them. They are built in. They are meant to be activated, to be expressed. They are there for our restoration, for our growth, all these things, right? We just need to activate them. Remember that the Buddha gained nothing through meditation, but he lost a lot, right? And that is often the most important. And I gave you those four tiny thoughts. I won't go through them all, but how about remembering that breathing exercises are like brain-canceling headphones? That's pretty awesome. And finally, remember, there's only three ways to success: to be kind, and of course, to be kind. And with that, go check out the Breath Learning Center for the new workshop, but for all of the wisdom, right, that's involved. It's breathing practices, it's mini daily wisdom meditations that take about 30 seconds. Nothing, it doesn't add any new stresses to your life, right? It's not a whole, you know, just do what you want and get these daily emails to make your life better. And with that, I just thank you as always so much for giving me your time, your attention, and for listening. And I will see you next week.